Detroit's two grenades flew hard through the air, like a pitcher throwing the last strikes of a pennant clincher, and landed within inches of where he had aimed. The creature flailed around with its thick clawed arms, its head whipping from side to side. But though they had heard it, they sure as hell hadn't stopped it. Its wide red eyes zeroed in on the two humans, and the look that it sent them told them both that the creature would follow them to the ends of the earth, if need be. It wasn't used to getting stung. It didn't like it.
I think we made it mad.
Yep, don't stop running!
What now?
Roxon looked around. The Brids were about 100 yards to the left. Roxon could see them through some trees. Maybe he would have to sacrifice them and the big load of meat they had already stacked up atop the pack creatures. This had been their last day of hunting. He needn't have approached that cave. He should have been satisfied with what they already had. But hindsight is genius. It's the present that makes a man feel pretty stupid. And suddenly, Roxon felt a hell of a lot stupider. And he didn't notice that the ground just ahead was soggy with telltale purple grasses, designating swampy soil. And by the time he looked down, he wasn't moving anymore. His boots already sinking in a good 6 inches. He tried to pull free as Detroit, several yards to the side and ahead, kept running, skirting the swamp, and not even realizing that his commander was knee-deep in the big muddy.
Detroit! I fucked up, pal! I think I'm in trouble!
The black free fighter screeched to a stop and whirled around. His ebony face turned a little green. He could see instantly that Roxon wasn't going anywhere. But the nightmare was. It was coming in fast, just 40 feet behind.
Rock, can you get yourself free?
Roxon squirmed and pulled with everything he had, but the boots just sank deeper, the motions of his body corkscrewing him down another 6 inches. He tried to pull free of them, but the mud that had seeped inside had formed a vacuum with his feet. They felt cemented inside. The creature was 20 yards away now. Rock brought his shot pistol up. The thing bucked like a bull, one blasting shell after another. And he could see in the burning eyes a kind of deep satisfaction that it had trapped the prey. It slowed down a little as it came to the edge of the marsh. It was, after all, smarter than Roxon, he noted with disgust as it gingerly tested the soil, putting one clawed foot out, then another. But its wide snowshoe-type clawed feet, wider than an elephant's, were wide enough to support its weight on the giving soil. It started toward him.
Shit.
Roxon threw the shot pistol to the side as he ran out of ammo. There was no time to reload, to say the least. His life flashed before his eyes in the apparition of the carnivore, which was only yards away. He could smell it now, thick and meaty, like a bear that had been hibernating all winter. And as it closed in, he could see that it was far uglier up close, with warts and bumps and knobs all over its body. Its dark reddish mouth opened and poured out a waterfall of steaming digestive fluid.
Rock! Rock! Airmail, man!
The Doomsday Warrior turned his head to see two grenades coming in, one after another, straight at him. His hands snapped up, and he managed to grab them both out of the air as they came spinning in. The nightmare didn't even notice. It was too busy getting all hungry over the 220 pounds of human in front of it. The thing stood up just 2 yards from him, as if wanting to intimidate him a final time before chow. Then the claws reached out, and the immense jaws opened even wider until they were a yard apart. The thing's eyes closed instinctively to protect them, and it started down for the first course. The nightmare paused for just a second, its eyes opening again with a look of surprise on them. It gulped hard, and the two steel balls slid down into the top of its throat. Then it started forward again, deciding whatever it was it had swallowed wasn't worth worrying about.
Ah, shit! Rock! Get down! Now!
Roxon dove to the side, his boots still locked in place, and slammed chest and face flat down into the marsh. He felt the hot air of the thing on the back of his neck and closed his eyes, readying himself for the first tearing bite. A flood of liquid and slime fell all over Roxon, followed almost instantly by the 600-pound body of the nightmare.
graphic audio, a movie in your mind.